The obesity epidemic among young people in America has been garnering national attention for the last decade. Experts blame sugary sodas and unhealthy snacks in schools, coupled with a decrease in exercise programs. And Alaska isn't immune to those problems. More than 3 out of 10 kids in the Anchorage School District are overweight. But for the first time in a decade, that number is declining. APRN's Wendy Jonathan reports.
The rate of obese or overweight children in the Anchorage school system dropped 2% this year, from 38% to 36%. While that might not seem like a significant decrease, 2% of the 40,000 children in Anchorage School District translates to several hundred healthier children. Carol Fink, program manager for the State of Alaska Obesity Prevention and Control Program, says the decrease is significant.
Weight changes very slowly, and we're looking at the long term when we're doing obesity prevention. So it's great that we saw the short-term decrease for just in a few years.
The state has been tracking trends in Alaska's school children since 1998. There was a 5% increase in obesity and overweight children until 2003, then the numbers plateaued for the next several years. Fink believes the recent decrease over the last year is due to the implementation of healthy lunch programs and an increase in physical education, from 60 minutes a week to 90 minutes. She also stresses that awareness is key.
I don't think that any one of those things by themselves could have made the difference, but we need that synergy of all the different policies and programs and practices changing together to make a difference.
A person's weight is not just an individual's problem. Fink argues that overweight children tend to have more health issues and spend a lot of time in the nurse's office or out of school. Being overweight can lead to social problems as well, which is distracting for a child in school.
There's a disparity there that kids who are overweight or obese don't get the same education as our kids that are healthy weight because they're not able to concentrate, they're not at school as often. And so it becomes a community issue. And then the bottom line is those overweight kids become overweight adults.
The 2% decrease was due to more than just the school district's efforts. Ed Graff, the assistant superintendent for curriculum for the Anchorage School District, believes that it's important for the entire community to be involved.
I just think it's an important cause, and it's one that extends well beyond the school environment, and we're one important piece to ensuring that we have our youth around for many, many years.
Healthcare providers and doctors across the country say that obesity and overweight issues results in health issues that cost the nation $460 million annually. In Alaska, the cost of treating obesity issues threatens to overwhelm the state's Medicaid and Medicare programs. Graff says these concerns are too large for children to understand.
So those are risks that I think we have an obligation not to put on our youth.
Graff hopes that with an increased awareness and community involvement, the obesity and overweight problem in the Anchorage School District can continue to decline over the next few years. In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Jonathan.